You're listening to the best of Lex and Terry.
Let's get her on here. Ashley, good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are y'all?
we're fine. Good. You don't sound all right. What was that? I'm all right.
I have a little bit of a cold.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Standard January thing.
Yeah. We have to let you know that you are responsible for what we believe, and you had to be there for it. One of the funniest moments on our show. Lex, my partner here. Well, Lex, my partner here, was talking about you and how beautiful you are, and he loves your eyes, and Lex isn't the most, he's not the most graceful guy.
No.
And he said, her eyes are like the windows to her soul. And we just, every time we just run it on him all the time. Yeah. It's very funny. It was so out of character for him.
You have some beautiful eyes. That's all I was saying.
Thank you. I think I look like a combination of both my mom and my dad. And it's my mom's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's
good. Happy birthday, Miss Ashley's mom.
Now, I don't know her name, so I have
you
to say
you don't know
Ms.
her
Ashley.
Mother's name?
No.
Naomi Judd.
Yeah, Naomi.
Oh, okay. My bad. Come on.
I'm sorry. I'm a black man. I didn't grow up in the same culture y'all did. I'm sorry.
There wasn't exactly a lot of diversity and inclusion in country music in the 1980s and 90s.
Yeah, that's true.
I just now am getting introduced to country music, and I'm loving it. They always make fun of me because I'll DJ a party, and I'll come back with two or three new country songs that I'm really into, and they'll be like, who are you? I'm like, man, I'm loving this.
So,
super fan, when was the last Kentucky game you went to?
Well, I've been spending some time in Europe because I was filming Berlin Station, which takes place in Berlin, and we filmed some in Budapest and also in Croatia.
Nice.
And then for the holidays, I got to do something really remarkable and go hiking in the Alps in Switzerland.
Oh,
so I'm
wow.
on my way home, and I will be all queued up to watch the game live and listen to the UK call of the game, Leach and Pratt, on Saturday. And my dad is working the games with ESPN, so he is keeping me very up to date about how we are developing.
Nice.
Well, it's a year-by-year thing. You have a bunch of green kids at the beginning and then a bunch of developed, ready-to-go-to-the-pros, Final Four-type guys by the end. It's a nice system.
Well, I think we turned a corner in our game against North Carolina and, of course, handled Louisville really well. And, you know, it's all about the seeding that we get come March, and I'm looking forward to a good high ranking that's fair this year because we usually get a little bit of a lower ranking than we actually deserve. And you never know. It might be another season where we get to win it all.
It can happen. Well, you got a brand new movie out, and I've seen all the promos for it, all the trailers for it, and I have to tell you, I'm a little weary of dog movies because I always end up crying. And
just surrender. Just surrender and bring some hankies. I cried during the preview, and I made the darn movie.
Yeah. Hey, I cried during promos to this show, but not for the same reasons. But I got to tell you, you've had a really nice acting career. I don't know if this is the first type of movie like this you have done, but what's it like working with animals? You know, 'cause obviously they're well trained and all that, and you have to do certain things to make them do certain things, or is it all edited and cut up these days, or CGI'd or whatever? Do you actually do scenes with them?
Yes, of course. I was with the two dogs who played Bella the entire time we were making the movie, and they hired two dogs, both of whom were also rescues, just like Bella is in the film. And the first dog was a rather bashful and retiring girl. She had a very lovely disposition and a way of sort of making me fall into her. She was really warm and inviting. And so she plays the scenes where Bella is more frightened or tentative or, you know, really with that doleful look on her face when she's just heartsick, missing her human. And then the other dog was a more gregarious, outgoing, sort of mischievous, super playful dog. And so she did the stunts really well, like jumping through the window and chasing the squirrel and all of the tricks that we pull at the Veterans Administration before, you know, the officials there realize that the dog is so helpful to the vets with their PTSD. And, you know, a core reason why I wanted to make the movie is because the role that, that veterans play in it, and because Charles Martin Smith directed it, we did the two Dolphin Tale movies together. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of experience working with special animals who have changed people's lives.
So are actor dogs jerkier than your normal dog?
No. No, I mean, she was very humble. I mean, her trailer was so small.
Okay, good. Okay, just making sure, you know. I'm always wary of those of the ones on the commercials, too. So,
do they bark if their rider's not correct? Or
she was, you know, she didn't even complain about her snacks.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I'm excited. I like I said, I don't want to be crying all the time in movies, and usually, especially dogs, I like dogs more than people. I don't have a dog, I see it and I just go, I think I just need to psych myself into the long haul of this one. I guess I'll do it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, I think the movie has a lot for kids because it's a young man who plays Bella's human, and she narrates the film, so we really have the insider's perspective on what's going on in her mind and her heart while she embarks on this 400-mile odyssey to get home. And along the way, she does all these heroic things. She touches people's lives, and she rescues someone from an avalanche, and then they keep her for a while, and then she comes across a homeless man who clearly needs her, and she stays with him until he dies. And then for the adults, those themes resonate on the more mature level, you know, homelessness and veterans and their needs, and how we all have such a desire for connection and belonging and trust and safety. And the movie is very sweet without being saccharine. And that's part of what Charles Martin Smith is so dexterous at, that he can handle material with children and animals but still make it a sophisticated story.
I've had a curiosity about you that I've always wanted to ask. I know the rest of your family are musical performers, and you took the acting route. Were you ever a part of that? Were you ever part of the musical part, or were you just blessed in this area and went in that direction? I've just always wondered if you were part of it and said, "That's not for me. I'm going to do something else."
I never was a part of it. You know, my mother and my sister started to make music together when I was in the second grade. We lived in a little house on a hill in rural Kentucky, and they just started picking and singing, and I was out in the woods believing in fairies and playing with, you know, flowers and doing all the things that I do now, backpacking and hiking and enjoying nature. And, you know, it was clearly something special that they had. And, you know, hey, it didn't help when my sister told me I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
Yeah, that's it. That's no fun. Well, you've had a very fine career, so there you go. Ashley, thank you so much today. The movie's A Dog's Way Home. We definitely will check it out, and thanks for your call today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll take good care.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Wake up next time.
This is the best of Lex and Terry.